Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
It's a Blossoms podcast.
Live from the Blossoms pub. Good afternoon, evening, morning, wherever you are on planet Earth.
Or not.
This is the band Blossoms coming at you from the pub.
This flat earth of ours.
Broadcasting, not live, from the Blossoms pub.
A very special one this week, isn't it, Josh?
Well, something I've noticed since we've been doing the podcasts.
Our number one fan.
Well, normally we do negative YouTube comment.
We do.
Which is specific to the platform that is YouTube. But something I've noticed, without fail, every single Facebook sort of post that we do that's related to the podcast will have a comment from a certain gentleman.
A special someone.
A very special someone. So, big up Neil Kane, who every week has some really encouraging things to say to us.
I think you've selected... Is this your highlight from the big selection of comments that he's left?
It's just... I just thought I'd compile a few of them. There's one here. How can real music fans take you seriously? Celebrity Big Brother for you next year.
That's boss, that.
What, five of us in?
Yeah.
All of us going to Celebrity Big Brother.
It's really, 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 he absolutely... I'm not sure if he's ever going to hear this, because he's one of them. He probably sits at home listening to this, but then he really hates it. Every time we get some negativity, we have a lot of people backing us up, don't we?
Yeah.
And he's kind of retaliating on this one, saying, you know, it's not negative. Well, it clearly is negative. It's not negative, it's just my critique.
Why, have people tried backing us up on
that? Yeah,
yeah. It's quite... The way he said that is quite you. As in, like, you'd say, it's not negative, it's just my critique.
Well, seen these guys five times, they're good musicians, as in there is in a place, and should stick to music. They will alienate a lot of fans doing this. Do you want to buy two tickets for the Stockport gig? Well, that's kind of funny because...
He's selling his tickets.
In a previous post, his partner, who also gets in on the hatred, said... So glad we have sacked their next concert off. She used the correct there, actually. Yeah. Tickets can go int bin. So, I mean, he's going to have to go through
He hates the podcast that much, he's selling tickets to the show.
Yeah.
What a shame.
Maybe we should do an auction off of his tickets.
Maybe Has he sold them yet or not?
Well, I mean, I think they're in the blue recycling bin, aren't they?
Oh, they've binned them, yeah.
The correct. If it's not your thing, then fair enough, but, you know, it's just not very nice to say those kind of things, is it?
I've never watched an interview of a band and been like...
I've just never been wound up by anything that intense, really.
No,
here he is.
Hey, Grandad John's here.
Grandad John's just walked into the Blossoms pub. What have you got with you?
Lemon buns, sausage rolls, curry and rice, custards, anything else you want.
Fucking hell. Happy days.
Yabba dabba do.
Welcome to Fitz's Fables with me, Grandad John. Policeman in Piccadilly on his horse, and the horse collapses and dies underneath him. So he radios into the sergeant at the desk. Says, Sergeant, says, my horse is lay here in Piccadilly. It's died. You'll have to come down and do something. He says, well, just start making a few notes in your book what's gone on. And he says, where are you? He says, I'm in Piccadilly. He says, P-I-C-A. He says, no. He says, P-I-K... A, he says, no. He says, P-I-C-K. He says, oh, no, fuck it, drag it round to Tibb Street.
What's something you know you do differently than most people?
Life in general.
You do life differently than most people?
No, I'd have to think of something specifically.
I think I make a cup of tea differently to most people.
Do explain.
I like my tea really, really hot.
Piping.
Like...
almost on the verge of burning your tongue hot. So I boil the kettle, I heat the mug up with the boiling water for like 20, 25 seconds, pour the water out.
Incredibly wasteful.
Boil the kettle again, then pour the boiling water onto the tea bag in the cup. So I heat the cup, the mug up boiling water. Then it retains the heat
it's
better.
It's good for the environment, though, isn't it?
I know, but I like my tea hot.
It's passion for tea, isn't it?
It's quite an old school thing, that.
That's what I do differently, I reckon.
Used to warm the pot, didn't they, back in the day?
Tea cosy.
Tea cosy, yeah. I overthink things, don't I? But in like a strategic way. Like, so if my mate's like, oh, I'll pick you up, I'll be like, right.
What's the best route? What's the best time?
Straight away, but like.
It's not chilled, is it?
Do you know what? I don't know any different, so I'm chilled when I do it. Like, I'm not like, oh, stressed about it. I'm just
it
like.
It doesn't stress you out, but to others it seems frantic.
Yeah, I'm just like, right, I'll do that, and do that. Do you know what I mean? Like, blah, 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 bam.
I put my socks on differently. I don't know if you've noticed before, but usually people just put the socks on by putting them on, don't they? You know, I've been in their hand, and then they just put them over the feet. I put my hand in them, and then I fold them halfway over my hand, so it makes like a little pocket, and then I put them over my feet, and then like they're like halfway in, and then pull the rest of them over them.
That's what, every effort, single time?
Have you not seen me do it? Have you ever seen me do it? Yeah, look.
Oh, don't get them feet out, yeah.
Inside out.
That's mad. I've never seen that before.
Yeah. So basically, yeah. That's Miles did what he just said. He turns the sock inside out, puts it over his foot.
I've never seen that.
Like
his claw-like foot. Yeah.
His claw-like toes, which...
It's a good job this is audio. Yeah. Cheers.
Miles' feet aren't in the best nick, are they?
Josh, what have you got?
I don't know what I do. Oh, it's what, now I'm on the
I
spot.
I think you do a lot of things differently, but yeah, it's hard to pinpoint one thing down.
I've got a historical one.
Go on.
I've told you about pasta and salt, Anna.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah, that was your go-to.
That was my go-to like dish, pasta and salt.
When you was a kid.
But Chaz, didn't you?
A similar thing.
Yeah, similar thing.
You
with pizza, wasn't it?
You used to put salt on Mackey's chips.
I did, yeah.
That's mad.
Let's all pray for my cholesterol.
Talking of salt, what did you do differently, Charlie?
Nice.
Hey.
This is going back to when I was a kid. I was quite fussy as a child. And whenever we were in a restaurant, it'd be with my parents, I'd order a pizza. I'd order loads of toppings. And my mum and dad would say, like, you know, Charlie, you're not going to eat it. You don't like those. You don't like peppers. You don't like pepperami. Mum, I do really want to try it.
Sweet acting. So
reenacting. Take after me, granddad. And so anyway, the pizza would come laced with everything under the sun. And I'd just scrape the whole thing off and eat the base with salt on.
Wow. A good tip for everybody to try. The way Tom does his cup of tea, if you, even when you do yourself a cup of coffee, say with instant coffee, put a spoonful of coffee in, put some salt in with it.
No way.
Salt. Yeah. But honestly, put a bit of salt in with it, makes it a lot more tastier.
How much salt?
A dash of salt. Not a lot.
Right.
Not a lot, just a dash of salt.
Might try it.
Where did you get that from? Who taught you that one?
A lady from Scotland told me that one when I was a kid.
No wonder you've got high cholesterol.
Miles, give me a fact.
Apparently, if you hold farts in too much, it can come out on your breath.
Wow.
That's happened to me many a time.
Nah.
That's grody, man. Well, theoretically, though, it's one big pipe from the said rectum to the mouth, isn't it?
What do you reckon?
What do you reckon, John?
I reckon it's true. Because somebody used to tell me years ago, if you've had a bad stomach, it could give you bad breath. So it's the same thing, isn't it?
I'm not too sure how long you have to do it for.
Did it come out in burps or in your breath?
I think not on your breath.
On your breath.
That's good, that one, man.
Wow.
Good, that, Miles.
When I had a biopsy the other week, when they lay me down on the medical bench and they said, turn over, now I had to lie with my knees up to my thing. The nurse who was doing me, she put a fucking welder's mask on.
A cigarette lighter was invented before the match.
Wow.
Do you know what? I've heard that before, you know, Miles.
Where's it from? Is it Zippo? Are they the OG ones?
Zippo's up.
Clipper.
Zippers.
Nah, what?
Before
what,
matches.
A pack of matches, you mean?
Not the boxed up matches. Like the match.
The match came after the lighter.
Yes, basically. I think it was more so sold, like, you can buy, oh, I'm going to get some cigs, what do I want to get from the shop? There's only a lighter. A few years later, there we go, there's a match. Pack of matches.
Flint, well, we're around. Not talking about these plastic disposable lighters.
Flint, if you think about it, Flint come before sulfur, doesn't it?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm. Talking about breath.
Mm. The placement of a donkey's eyes in its head enables it to see all 4 feet at all times.
Fuck off.
Jesus.
Yeah. Are they on like the side of their heads?
Not really. It's like an horse, isn't it?
Well, no, they're not. But usually when you have like, what's what they called now? You've got predators like lions and tigers and that. And then you've got the ones which have the you know, like almost
around.
Like the fish eyes on the side of their head. Do you know what I mean? Mm. That's so they can see danger coming at them. Yeah. Don't know why you need to see your feet.
Maybe for walking.
I don't look at my feet when I'm walking, do you?
I don't.
I never do.
I don't know. It's kind of second nature. I think maybe I do.
Mm.
Spatial awareness. You're not great with spatial awareness, are you?
That's why I don't drive.
You're chatting shit, mate. Bullshit.
Right. In space, the skin on your feet peels off because you don't use your feet as much.
What, if you're in space for a long time?
You're not walking about on your feet,
yeah,
are
you're
you?
Just floating.
I know that you shrink in space.
And your skin peels off your feet.
When are they realising the skin's falling off? When Miles is changing his socks weirdly in space.
The thing is, they do a lot of experiments and there's a lot of time up there, so they probably just have noticed it, haven't they?
Your skin falls off your feet in space.
What, and there's loads of dead skin flying about?
No, you do use your feet in space because they have to
chatting
exercise.
Shit.
You have to exercise because...
He's chatting out of his bottom.
They have gyms and they like strap themselves in and like run and that. Because
I used to watch, you know, Chris Hadfield, the Canadian astronaut. I used to watch him like religiously and it was really interesting.
What do you reckon?
I think he's chatting shit. What do you think?
I agree.
Miles?
I think you are lying.
I'll just go with everyone and say you're chatting.
It's true.
It's not true, though, is it?
It is true, yeah. Your skin starts to peel off your feet.
What, because you're not using them?
Basically, when you use your feet all the day because of gravity and you'll stand up.
Always on your feet.
So your body sort of makes a... It's like, you know, if you... Like you said, Charles.
You mean because
like,
the balls of your feet are quite hard?
Yeah,
like,
but you know some people, like, you know, if you're not like an odd carrier and you've been working, like, you'll find, like, the skin will build up and you'll also have, like, you'll be hairier
I've
on
been
that shoulder.
For years, the cure for baldness is to carry things on your head.
Yeah. Exactly, and so because it's like the body's natural way of protecting it.
Yeah.
Because your feet aren't hairy underneath, it's ways to build extra skin.
Thick skin.
Because you walk. So when you're in space and you're actually not using your feet as much, obviously because there's no gravity and you're not thinking, that skin all starts to peel off.
Wow.
Stroking somebody's head who's bald can bring their hair back as well.
How long you got to stroke it
for? No, it's true that. I tell you who did it, Nana Gloria.
Did what?
Nana Gloria on Grandad Frank's used to rub his head at the top and his hair started growing back. That is true. Ask your Nana Brenda.
Miles, you picking your nose? First of all, before we start this section, I just want to point out, you know when we were on tour? I found this in my notes the other day, and it must have been when we were, like, you know, out for a drink and that with the crew and stuff. And Ed, our lighting guy, said, it's not cheap, is it? That's what he said. He got something. I forgot what it was. He went, it's not cheap, is it? I was like, what? He's like, it's not cheap, is it? I mean, and he went, the podcast, you know? I went, it's not hard, is it?
What, he thought we said it's not cheap,
cheap,
is it?
Not cheap, is it? Broke my heart a little bit.
What a guy.
Good guy, Ed.
I've got one, but I don't want to sound like I'm gloating. Go on. Come on.
Oh, no, so, yeah. Sorry, it was about the steak we had.
What
that's
is
what
it?
Said. That's what Ed said. It's not cheap, is it?
Oh,
about
right,
the steak,
okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't bloody cheap.
Yeah, I have one. So, picked up Tom and Josh before to come to the pub to do the podcast.
Joe isn't drink driving. He's got a soft drink.
Yeah. And as I was on the way back around, I was like, oh, I forgot the book. You know, the diary with all the stuff that we used to write in on tour. Forgot that. So Tom was like, ah. Oh, just go nip home now and get it. We're driving past, so you may as well go in and get the books. I thought, all right.
And we actually forgot to read it out.
Pull up outside my house. As I pulled up, DPD.
Ah, delivery.
Was there. No one's in at home as well.
You'd have had to tell him to leave it in a bin.
Oh, it would have been.
But you arrived at the same time.
Do you know what happened as well? My doorbell, got one of them Ring doorbells. The battery ran out this morning, forgot to change it. Would have missed it.
So you saw him at the perfect
point.
It's not hard, is it?
Not hard. It's not hard, is it? Mint that, innit?
So I was in Manchester with a friend of mine on Sunday afternoon.
Who was it?
Casually having, you know, a bit of lunch, watching the football.
Yeah.
And decided to look online and see if there's any gigs on in town that evening and came across Art Garfunkel. Of Simon and Garfunkel fame.
Wow.
Playing at Lowry, so got a couple of contacts. I said, any chance? Leave it with me. So half an hour went by, got the text, you're on the list. So I thought, fucking hell, smashing. Little metro ride over there, gets to the box office, Charlie Salt, the promoters put you down in a box.
Oh,
not
really?
Hard, is it? It's not hard, is it?
It's not hard, is it?
It's not hard, is it, Grandad?
It's not hard, is it?
Have you got anything you would say? It's not hard, is it?
Something good.
It's like a little thing that makes your day easier or something better.
Oh, lots of things now. I've got some really lovely friends that I really... I absolutely treasure my friends now. As I've got older, I really treasure my friends, and it's a wonderful experience now as I've got to this age to see the value in friendship and people and what they do to help you. Even just a phone call and a knock on the door to ask you how you are. It's not hard, though, is it?
It's not hard, is it?
It's not hard, is it?
Do you know what?
That's the best one we've had,
yeah.
That.
It's good, that.
Good, that.
I don't particularly believe in, like, ghosts and stuff.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of haunted places in Stockport, isn't there?
Yeah.
Where we are now.
The point I read was, why is it that houses are always haunted from people from, like, the 16th, 17th, 18th centuries? But it's not going to be the same if a bloke who died in 2008 is chasing you around wearing one of them colourful Topman ribbed T-shirts and, like, military boots.
So where it comes from
stuff.
Is basically they say that ghosts are spirits that have passed away in a tragic way and they can't...
middle ground.
No, there's something where it's been so bad for them that they can't, like, accept moving on to the afterlife.
Yeah, so are you saying everyone who died post-Victorian times has accepted
there's
it?
Probably a lot more deaths that were tragic back in the day.
But what do you say? You don't believe in ghosts, do you? What do you say?
Nah.
You always say...
I don't believe in ghosts.
I don't believe in
them. What did you... You don't believe in ghosts. You used to always say...
I find them interesting. I don't actually believe them, but I find them interesting. Me and Emily watch conspiracy theories and stuff, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, if ghosts were real, there'd be that many of them. They'd be everywhere, wouldn't they? Because the Earth's old, isn't it? Yeah. 8 billion years old. People also, as well, why are ants not ghosts? When you stand on an ant, that's pretty fucking traumatic, isn't it? Why is there not ant ghosts everywhere? Or, like, dog ghosts?
What is he saying now? Because a bloke goes into a pub, he says to the landlord, "Is this pub haunted?" He says, "No, why?" He says, "All the beer's fucking headless."
Good for you, that. Yeah, I've got one here. How come your nose runs but your feet smell?
That's good, actually.
Whoa.
That's a juxtaposition. It's polar
because
opposite.
Something doesn't come out of your feet, does it? A liquid doesn't come out of
your
feet.
He's not got it, has he?
Your feet are used to run. Your nose is used to smell.
Smell.
But your feet smell and your nose runs.
What, as in, like, why didn't they just choose the word?
The terms.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's weird, isn't it?
Well, I suppose the liquid runs out of your nose and your feet...
Using the word run didn't come from
a
runny nose.
It's just that, I'm just saying it's weird, isn't it? It's one of them things. Like, why is a building, when it's already built, called a building?
Look at that built there.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But it sounds weird, but that's actually more accurate, because building, it's like...
The
it's
thing is with
built.
Language, how did it start? Someone points at a tree, goes, tree. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think that's how it worked.
So
someone made the word tree up, you mean? And
I'm just saying.
Someone pointed at a tree.
Look at hieroglyphics in like Egyptian times.
Yeah.
Like, that is literally just symbols and stuff, isn't it?
If you're in a restaurant waiting for the waiter, aren't you the waiter? Ooh. I'm blowing your minds here, I can tell.
I'm going to need a breather after this.
Waiting on, though, it comes from, doesn't it?
But...
So they're waiting on you to... get something.
But you're still waiting for the waiter.
So we're both waiters.
Everybody's waiting.
There you
but
go.
You can go so far with this kind
your
of
your stomach
stuff.
Always thinks potatoes are mashed.
Depends.
What do you mean, depends on what?
Depends how much you chew. I've done it before. What are you?
You don't just swallow roast potatoes.
No, what I'm saying, you can do. You could swallow a potato that's small and just not chew it.
Like,
couldn't you?
Potatoes bravas.
Yeah, I had some of that the other day.
Motorcycles.
Hiya, I'm calling about the moped you got for sale.
Sorry?
You've got a moped for sale. It's a, I think it's a Great British one.
No.
No?
Where you seen the advert?
It's on that peppermint gum tree.
It's not. The bike's not here. I think you've got the mix up in the numbers. What moped is it?
It's got a telescopic handle and it's bleach resistant.
Haven't a clue what that is, seriously.
Right.
You'll need to have another look at the advert. Is it a dealer or is it a private ad?
Well, it's one of them. It's like a self-ringer. It'll ring itself out with a little twist at the top.
What are you on about? Sorry. What are you ringing up for?
Well, I've bought a flat that I'm going to be renting out, and it's got a hefty clean-up job.
No, you've rung the wrong number, mate. Seriously.
No, I've rung out the wrong mop. I need a new one. You said you've got a Simply. It's a Simply 50 moped.
No, moped.
Well, I mean, I'm...
A scooter.
Right. Well, there's no wheels on the one I need.
Right. Well, I've no idea what you're ringing up for.
No, I'm ringing out, not ringing up. It's not drying properly.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what you... We're a motorcycle shop.
Well, you're going to have to change your advert, I'm afraid, because that's very misleading.
I don't even think it's our advert. It just sounds like you've got a wrong number.
That's not possible. This is your advert, your advertisement.
Right, what is the photograph on?
Now, I'm going to have to ring up the estate agent.
I don't know what you're on about. I'm
going to have to ring up the estate agent to tell him that I'm not going to be able to clean up this detritus all over the kitchen.
Seriously, I don't know what you're on about. Can I just clarify? You've rung a motorcycle shop.
Right.
Do you know what a motorcycle is?
Yes, it's got a handle.
Two-wheel motorcycle.
It's got
and
a handle
mopeds.
And a fibrous tip.
Yeah, but that's not something we sell.
My thumb is scrolling Simply 50 moped.
A Simply 50 moped? Moped?
Moped.
No.
So you do the Simply 50 moped?
Sorry, I'll have to put the phone down unwanted. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to a Blossoms podcast. Oh, I always fancied myself as quite a janitor, actually, yeah. I think I'd go down to you and me in Brickmore and get myself a mop, a bucket, and various other cleaning products. Maybe some paint as well. I'd be painting the porch.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.